This podcast is all about small business in St. Petersburg, Florida, how the business owners got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle, a marketing firm where we help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustles and ditch their 9-to-5s. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners. Lucky for you, I also like to record those conversations for you to listen to. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast, because there are probably more nuggets in other episodes, both past and upcoming. It would also be great if you rate and review the episode to let us know what you got out of the conversation. If you have a question about marketing, building your brand, or operating your small business that you'd like to have answered on a Q&A episode, please visit beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastquestion to submit it. Welcome back to Hustleberg. This is episode number 42. It's another Q&A episode. And as we approach the holiday season, I'm again reminded of the struggle that happens each year between the hustle and self-care within the entrepreneur. We've collected a few of your questions about that, and I'll be answering them in this episode. But before we dive in, and while we're on the subject, I have a couple of things to note with regard to the holiday schedule of the podcast and our social media calendars. First, there will be no episode published at midnight on Thanksgiving Day. Instead, we will publish an interview with Frank Marsalisi of Marsalisi Law a day early on Wednesday, November 25th, instead of Thanksgiving Day, the 26th. This will be our final audio-only interview episode of the podcast. At least, that's according to our plan, but if 2020 taught us anything, it's that plans can and should change. As we mentioned in episode 40, there are changes coming to the podcast, and we've been able to record two video interviews for episodes that publish in December, thanks to two willing interviewees. So for those of you who simply listen and are interested in watching these interviews, we're releasing episodes 49 and 51 on YouTube only a week before their audio interviews are available to download or listen on your favorite player or on RadioSt.Pete.com. or Sunshine 96.7 FM. If you'd like to be the first to see our video interviews, go ahead and subscribe at beyondyoursidehustle.com/YouTube. The first video interview will be episode number 49, featuring Jessica Montero from J-Tales Pet Concierge, and it will be available on YouTube beginning December 3rd with the audio-only avenues on December the 10th. Then, episode 51 features an interview with Bruce McWilliams of Breyas Coffee, a mobile coffee cart often seen palling around with our friends at Pop Goes the Waffle with a similar schedule, with the video interview available on YouTube first on December 17th and the usual places the following week. Episode 51 will be the final episode of 2020 because there will be no episode published on Thursday, December 31st. We will resume publishing episodes with our new format on January the 7th with a plan to profile 52 local small business owners in 2021. This hiatus is due to a break from all activity we are taking, and strongly encouraging our clients to do the same during Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. For us, that means we'll only have a single post about the Marsalisi Law Firm episode on Wednesday, November 25th, and an update about the hiatus that will soon follow, and then there will be nothing on our social media at all until the evening of Sunday, November the 29th, as we celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. When it comes to the Christmas holidays, we'll do something similar, with a single post about the Breyas Coffee audio-only episode on Christmas Eve, followed by a similar update about a hiatus, and then nothing again until the evening of Sunday, January 3rd. We'll talk a little bit more in this episode about the benefits of spending that time with friends and family, so let's get started. One of the biggest flexes that I see from entrepreneurs is that they are constantly, quote, on the grind, end quote. We're not talking just sunup to sundown, but literally at all hours of the day, every day, including the time that we are and should be sleeping. While we often exalt that behavior, doing so can damage your long-term success. So a key component of content marketing success is the consistency of your content creation. We've touched a little bit on scheduling, but we've talked explicitly about consistency in the podcast Q&A episodes just a few weeks ago, and how comforting it is for your community to know what to expect and when. Consistency is super valuable, as is being able to unplug from time to time. While they seem to be opposing takes, the key for both is as simple as setting expectations. Much like the preamble to this episode, you can set expectations when you need to deviate from your established and consistent schedule. When you can plan your breaks from a consistent practice and make known the deviation from the standard, you offer your community a period of adjustment. Rather than have someone show up to find a closed storefront or office, sharing your planned break from consistency helps ease the shock of taking such a break. Now, if you're an extrovert like me, you're probably energized by your interactions with others. One of the ways to fill that tank is to actually step away from the busy of work and be present with your friends and family, especially when you have an opportunity with the holidays. After all, they are all on this journey with you. The holidays present an opportunity for you to reconnect with those who don't get as much of your attention when you're on or at work, as well as give yourself an opportunity to recharge with the love and quality time spent with your loved ones, deepening your connection with them. At the beginning of this episode, we outlined what to expect with the changes we're making around the holidays, and this is the reason. It's my chance to re-energize for the sprint between the holidays and then again for the new year. For me, I can't be present to spend that quality time with my loved ones if I don't completely unplug and disengage from work. When you're a solopreneur, it's hard to turn the work switch off. But I found that I'm not really present with others if I haven't turned off that switch. I'm sure there's also a part of me that is trying to make up for all the holidays I missed working in the movie theater industry, which is open 365 days a year, and Thanksgiving through the end of the year is the busiest sprint of business on the calendar. This brings me to discuss the importance of being fully present when you're physically there. Now, this isn't just something to remember during the holidays, but it is a great place to start. We've all seen someone preoccupied with their cell phone rather than engaging with the people around them, whether we're talking about in line at the grocery store, at a traffic light, unfortunately, or with our friends and family. That phone can feel like your mistress to the people around you. Who hasn't recognized how much time can be wasted by mindlessly scrolling or checking apps for updates? Obviously, in 2020, we've had to re-examine and retool our work lives to fit the framework we find ourselves in. And as we discussed in the bonus episode released toward the beginning of the pandemic shutdowns, it's important that we separate work time from the rest of our time. One of the best ways to ensure that your relationships don't crumble is to make sure you are 100% there and present for your family and friends. For most of us, especially in the connected world we live in, that means that we have to put down the phone, the iPad, or laptop and engage the people that we are physically present with. Really, it's about making sure you aren't sleepwalking through the relationships you have with the most important people in your life as a sacrifice to what you do, especially when that scrolling and app checking isn't actually productive time spent. It also serves as a practice for your time spent at work, where it's pretty darn important to make sure that you are building stronger relationships and connecting and deepening relationships with more people. We've all heard the sage wisdom from those wise flight attendants who remind us before every takeoff to affix our own mask before attempting to help someone else should something unfortunately go wrong. And that's an attitude that many entrepreneurs who are always going, going, going should adopt. First, let's address the sleep thing. Sleep is necessary, sleep is healthy, and it's rejuvenating. Sleep also spurs creativity and improves your performance. There cannot possibly be something of value you gain for your business by denying your body its normal recharging activity constantly. Will there be times that you're up earlier than normal? Absolutely. Will there be times when you burn the midnight oil working on something? For sure. That's totally normal and frequent for us, especially in the early days of our businesses, but that can't be something that you do all the time because it just won't work. Early in your entrepreneurial journey, you should spend plenty of time on the why, how, and what you plan to do. And as Warren Buffett is quoted as saying, something like this, an idiot with a plan will defeat a genius without one. So plan. I know that when you're still in that 9-to-5, your time outside the office to work on your dream is limited. You have the early mornings, the late nights, and the weekends to build things. You will probably forego an evening here or there watching Netflix while you work on your website or a social media plan after putting in a full day at the office. It happens, and that's totally okay. It just can't be all the time. Take a moment and imagine if you put your cell phone through its paces without putting it on a charger. It eventually runs out of battery life, right? Sure, you can do a partial charge while you're at your desk for a bit, or when you're in the car driving from place to place, or maybe even carry around an external battery pack, but the battery usually doesn't fully recharge. Sleep is like the time your phone spends on that charger. You may be able to kind of shortcut it with a quick nap or maybe an extra cup of coffee, but eventually all of those partial efforts will catch up and hit you hard. Hopefully it's not at a time when it will really impact you. And we've talked before on the podcast about knowing your why, your reason for doing what you do, and how that will help energize you because it is constantly igniting your passion. But that can't be the only fuel in your tank though. You need to serve yourself before you can serve others. Obviously, there's more to your overall well-being than just sleep and energy, and you should be investing in yours to be the most effective at what you do. Whether it's a matter of keeping yourself healthy by eating right and exercising in hopes of preventing physical health issues down the road, ensuring that you keep your mental state sharp by doing the right things with regard to mindfulness or therapy, or addressing any struggles or issues there, or it's working to fill your spirit with a rich and full outlook. When we spoke with Dr. Jenna Elwert in episode number 23 of this podcast, she noted that there is a benefit to taking a holistic approach to work on all the interdependent aspects of what makes up each of us. Now, when it comes to our physical health, we should be ensuring that we stay physically active through exercise and activities that enrich our bodies. I know that I perform better at work when I exercise and when I eat well. And as a type 2 diabetic, this is especially important for me because a spike in or a prolonged state of high blood sugar can result in a nasty bunch of effects. And so I also need to make sure while I do that, that I get the right amount of sleep. Additionally, I find that I need a good amount of time away from work to relax so that I can be my most productive when I am engaged with the work that I do. One thing that really helps me stay at my peak productivity and help to separate aspects of my life is meditation. Not only does a practice of being mindful help me to be more present in my day-to-day, as well as my relaxation time away from work, it helps me to have a better accounting of how my body feels. The time I spend with such a practice provides me with a defined break between work and not work. I've built meditation into my life to serve as a bridge between the two. Without that bridge, I find both melting and swirling into each other, and when that happens, I'm not particularly good at either one. Personally, I find myself far more engaged, effective, and efficient in all that I do and am when I work on the totality of my well-being, not just certain aspects, and not just my work life. I'm sure you're a busy person, and you're probably asking yourself, and me by extension, how you can fit all of that in. When you're working, you're building your business, you're participating in hobbies, you're spending time with your family and your friends. Well, my first thing to tell you is, let's stop elevating busy. Next to fine, the most common answer I hear when talking to others about how things are going is busy. I frequently heard that when you want something done, you give it to a busy person because they will find a way, and generally I found that to be true. Unfortunately, we've elevated the idea that being busy and having a lot to accomplish is somehow a virtue. Some people just seem to get so much more accomplished than others, yet we all have the same number of hours in a day, the same number of days in a week, etc. So how is it that some people are more productive? Well, for one, they stop letting others dictate their to-do list or their action item list to them, and create their own, focusing on what is important to their success. We really shouldn't glamorize being busy because that often is the result of doing things that don't really matter that much to our desired outcomes or improving the quality of our lives. It's also a subjective view of how you're managing your life. So instead of telling others that we're so busy that we couldn't possibly take on anything else, in hopes that they won't ask for us to do that as a favor, which is mostly why we tell other people that we're just so busy, we should really be more comfortable saying and hearing no. Additionally, I found one thing over the years that really helped me be my most productive at work, no matter the job, and that was to batch my work and focus my energy. We as humans are not meant to have our attention and energy pulled in a bunch of different directions at one time. In fact, it takes longer to multitask or try to do many things simultaneously, because we find ourselves taking time that's necessary to reorient between differing tasks, and that costs us valuable time. We also tend to lose control of our intended agenda by being drawn away from the task at hand. So for me, this solution is simple. I focus on doing one thing at a time. When it's time to find and create content, I do only that. As tempting as it may be to take a look at my phone to see what that notification was, or when Facebook pops up with a notification as well, or that there's a new email in my inbox, I have to remember that I save those activities for their respective times. I schedule my day around those batches of activity, making sure that I am focused on a single activity and moving on when it's complete and I'm ready to address the next. When it comes to social media, I have to fully separate my business and my personal attention. I don't even have Messenger open ever on my phone and rarely on Facebook, because I won't look at personal stuff until a break or some other downtime while I keep working on what it is that is before me. And it's not just me that has found this to work. The American Psychological Association found that while multitasking may seem efficient on the surface, it may actually take more time when you account for the switching between tasks and context, often resulting in greater errors than if you had just stayed focused on one. They also said that even brief mental blocks are created by shifting between tasks, and that can cost as much as 40% of someone's productive time. Finally, forget prioritizing your schedule. Often you think you can manage your time better by taking every single thing you have to do and scheduling them. What we find out is that the to-do list doesn't get done on a Monday, so an item or two slide over into Tuesday, which means not everything that's there gets done, gets pushed to Wednesday, and so forth. And before you know it, you have a whole extra days of to-do without an extra day. So when it comes to action items, make them the two or three things that will make the biggest impact toward your ideal outcome or your idea of success. You're likely familiar with a tool that was used by former President Dwight Eisenhower, and it's a matrix, and it prioritizes tasks based on two factors, their importance and their urgency. And if it's urgent and it's important, it gets done first. And by triaging your tasks into one of the four boxes, that will help you define what actually matters. You can drill down further to set the order, but this is a really good first step. In addition to setting your action item list and keeping it simple, you should rank all of your activities and their importance to you. For the things that are most essential, the things that are most important, they aren't necessarily the most urgent. But some of the things that we've already talked about, like your self-care, should supersede them. Remember, we need to make sure we are in a place to help others, like those flight attendants keep reminding us, before we actually do it. The most important things should be the first things we put on our calendar, rather than trying to fit exercise or family time and downtime around everything else. By putting these things first, we will build our schedule around them, not the other way around. We will actually schedule our priorities rather than trying to prioritize our schedule. These things won't be forgotten. The most important won't be pushed aside because we know them to be truly important to our success. Personally, for me, success means being happy, being kind, and being helpful towards others more so than it is to achieve some arbitrary dollar figure. When I am the most successful in my life, it was not because of something I bought with money I earned, and it is most often because I found myself experiencing something with others. You did it. You just listened to Hustleberg. To thank you for listening, we're helping you reach ideal engagement on any social media platform in a 3-week training available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. See how you can change your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. Speaking of businesses, if you're a small business owner in St. Pete and you'd like to be a guest on an episode of the podcast, let us know at beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. If you got something of value from this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player. This is something small that you can do to help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer. The music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. On May 28th, he released a mixtape entitled Quentin Quarantino about loneliness during the COVID-19 pandemic, and I encourage you to check it out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.